This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Nearly half the country is now sweltering.
I might go through two, three pairs of shirts in a shift just because of sweating.
But extreme temps are spreading now into the Northeast.
We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will.
President Biden announced a plan to help folks stay cool.
We'll award more than $1 billion in grants to help cities and towns plant trees that in the long term will help repel the heat and expand access to green spaces so families have a place to go to cool off.
But there's now concern out west at a morgue in Arizona.
The medical examiner's office in Phoenix has brought in refrigerated units to increase the morgue capacity as blistering heat continues with no end in sight. Workers in the ME's office are working more hours as well.
At CBS's Jim Kursula, dozens of people have died from heat in the state this month alone. LeBron James says his family is safe and healthy 3 days after his oldest son, Bronny, went into cardiac arrest. Bronny's only 18, and Dr. Celine Gounders says collapses like this are rare.
One is what we call hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is basically a thickening of the heart muscle. Second scenario is what happened to DeMar Hamlin, what we call commotio cordis, where somebody sustains a hit to the chest. It's timed perfectly during the cardiac rhythm that it sends you into cardiac arrest. And the third possibility is a genetic arrhythmia, so abnormal heart rhythm.
A grand jury is still deciding whether to indict former President Trump on federal charges over his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest.
The reason why there is a horde of media inside this courthouse is because we haven't seen this grand jury in days. They're here now in a post-target letter environment. Everybody's radar is up.
And if this happens, it would be Trump's third indictment this year. The U.S. is now blasting a delegation of Niger military officers who are detaining their country's president, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We are very closely monitoring the situation and developments in Niger. We call for his immediate release.
A woman in Texas is suing a luxury candle brand after she says a scented candle exploded in her hands. Ricky Lynn Gardner says it left her with severe burns.
Being a single mom, having a young child, she wants to get out there and do things. She has even said to me that my hands have ruined her life. So that's hard for me to deal with.
A Mississippi author has dropped a copyright lawsuit against Taylor Swift. She'd sued the pop star last year, claiming Swift copied design elements of her poetry book for her album Lover back in 2019. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you're hired, it can feel like...
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. You could see some severe weather this afternoon and evening, as the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says there's an enhanced risk of severe weather north of a line from about Polk County through Chippewa County and Wausau, and south of that line, a marginal risk. That means that severe storms are possible, could be scattered, with the main threats being high and damaging winds and large hail, and also the potential for isolated tornadoes as part of tonight's storm system. It comes after hot and humid weather across most of Wisconsin, with temperatures well into the 90s and heat indices reaching triple digits in some areas. If you are out and about, this week is the 99th Eau Claire County Fair. The event is on Eau Claire's south side, is in its first full day today, and has animal exhibits and contests from baking to building Legos. Admission and parking to the fair is free. The Dunn County Fair's first full day is today as well. The fairgrounds east of Menominee, admission to each day of the fair is $5. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh during the Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer. That is Mr. Aaron Zomers, the wonderful, talented Mr. Zomers at that on the board. On this Thursday, July 27th, 2023, shout out to Dad Albaugh, Jim Albaugh, who is celebrating a birthday today on July 27th and wishing him all the best up north, as they say.
Happy 25th.
Very good. He'll appreciate that. He's a couple more than that, but he'll appreciate that. He is up north in Pat Kreitlow country, up near Lake Wissota today. So congratulations to Dad. Happy birthday to him. And welcome in, everybody, to Hour 2 of the Todd Albaugh Show. Asking this hour, do you have a close friend or family member, I guess, but you can't choose your family, but do you have a close friend, somebody close to you that votes opposite of you? Do you have a friend that votes in a different party than you do, but you still find a way to get along? Or maybe you don't. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Going to be talking this hour about a great article that I found last night, refound, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from 2018, written by Craig Gilbert, great reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he did a story back in 2018 focusing on Wisconsin being a swing state. And in particular, the part of the state that I'm from in southwest Wisconsin, including Vernon County, Richland, Crawford, Sauk, Iowa, Grant, and Lafayette. And he makes the point in these interviews that he did, he came away saying, you know what, folks in southwest Wisconsin, they kind of find a way to get along because, I mean, if you're going to just be a jerk to your friend who voted opposite of you, your community is going to fall apart. And that's no good. But some people in the interview said, you know what, I have friends that I don't talk to anymore because they vote the other way. So the question is, do you have a friend or somebody close to you in your life that votes opposite of you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. CJ from Stoughton is holding on the phones. Appreciate you holding, CJ. What say you?
Thank you, Todd, for taking my call. I love when you say seeking truth wherever it leads. But
thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I do know people that that vote opposite, but I've actually persuaded people, and they've learned over time that.
I think that's very interesting. Have you ever had one of your friends who's voted opposite of you share something with you that changed your mind? Not necessarily the way that you always vote, but about a particular candidate.
Maybe not candidate, but issues maybe I look at differently.
I think that's I think that's super constructive. Are you willing to share an issue where you might have changed or moderated your position based on something a friend shared with you?
I guess I've evolved along with people on the abortion issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am pro-life, but I also agree with Senator, can't think of his name now, I can't believe it, but that said the Republicans are, regardless of how they vote or what they do, until they come up with a unified stance on restrictions,
mm-hmm.
because even though I'm pro-life, I am realistic. And I guess that's what I wonder of Democrats. Do they have a restriction?
Mm-hmm.
Not up to the day before a baby's born, like they voted on,
mm-hmm.
but an actual constructive restriction. I think that's what hurt DeSantis, is the 6 week, because mm-hmm. even though I agree with the heartbeat law, once you see it, it's difficult for society to agree with. But
yeah,
thank you for allowing me to elaborate on that.
Well, this is exactly what we're trying to get. I appreciate you sharing this because we have a conversation. I don't mind people disagree with me. I think that's healthy as long as we respect each other, listen to one another. I mean, I got no problem with that.
Oh, I did think of the senator, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, sure.
He thought anywhere from 13 weeks to 15 weeks is where a realistic restriction should happen.
Don't you think, let me get your opinion on this, CJ, because as a former Republican myself, I've evolved on the issue as well. I was pro-life with the exception of rape, incest, and endangerment on mother's life. And over the years, I guess part of it having a sister, part of it having nieces, part of it just kind of listening to people who might not have been in my normal circuit or my normal orbit, I have come around to the position that I'm pro-choice. I don't believe that I, as a man or anybody else, you know, it should tell a woman what she can do with her body, let alone, God forbid, anybody who is raped or incest. I don't believe that there should be abortion up until
all the way up to the day before a baby's born.
No,
them aborting.
No.
Okay, what restrictions do you believe in then?
What week? I mean, you've got me, CJ. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know the pregnancy timeline for the weeks.
Yeah, so I think we'd have to talk with a doctor.
It's a very fair question, though, that I should know the answer to, and I should talk to Dr. Lyerly about that. But yeah, I mean, to your point, I don't believe it should be up to birth. So I think that's an example where, you know, we can find agreement. I'm up against a break, CJ. I appreciate you calling in. Great conversation. Back with more of your calls after this. This is the Todd Lyerly Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Invite your phone calls, texts, or emails, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Feel free to call in. You can also go to the Civic Media app. There's a button there to call, to text as well. Simply go to your favorite app store on either Android or Apple. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. And then you can download the app. It takes less than a minute. It is free. It's a deal. It's a great little thing to have in your pocket. Take us with you wherever you have Wi-Fi or cellular service. Not just our program, but all the great Civic Media programs across the network. You can listen all across the state on all of our fine stations, the Civic Media app. Question we're asking this hour is, do you have a friend, an acquaintance, even a family member who votes different than you? And I guess, you know, family, you kind of have to, especially immediate family, you can't choose your family, right? But we can choose our friends. And do you have friends? Have you stayed friends with someone who votes different than you? Meaning, maybe you're a Trump supporter and they voted for Biden. Maybe you voted for Hillary and they voted for Trump. Have you been able to stay friends despite your political differences? Be happy to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Want to go to this story, and this is a little dated, I get it, but what's really interesting to me is the tenets of this story still ring true. From Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel back from 2018, all right? Craig Gilbert went out to Southwest Wisconsin, where I grew up in Richland County, but he also went to Vernon County, Viroqua, just south of La Crosse, Crawford County, you have Prairie du Chien there, Grant County, Platteville, Lafayette County, Darlington, Iowa County, Dodgeville, Sauk County, including Reedsburg, Sauk City, Baraboo, Prairie du Sac, and looked at this region of the state. And he wrote this great story that still is true today. And I'm going to go through a little bit of it. And again, your calls are welcome, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. See someone ringing in now. We'll get to you in just a minute. Mr. Zommers will take your call. This story from 2018, in more than 30 interviews over 5 days, most voters and political observers, including many Trump supporters, said they viewed what happened in the fall of 2016 as more of a vote against Clinton than for Trump. Clinton lost badly to Democratic primary opponent Bernie Sanders in the same region of the state. Southwest Wisconsin defies one other stereotype about polarized politics, that America is increasingly composed of separate red and blue communities. In many places, this is true. Take metropolitan Milwaukee for a glaring example. Most voters live in partisan enclaves, decided by 30 points or more. Not a single city, town, or village in the 4-county Milwaukee area voted for both Obama and for Trump. Yet more than half the communities in Southwest Wisconsin did so. While the region's small cities are bluer than the countryside, its urban-rural gap is far smaller than in most of America. Here, making assumptions about a person's politics based on where they live, how they dress, or what car they drive is a big mistake. that could very well be a Democrat sitting next to you at the American Legion Hall or a Republican at the downtown coffee house. Not uncommon. Here's a great quote from a person I know from Richland Center, dentist, retired dentist, Bruce Vermilia, says, quote, you're either going to be an enemy or find a way to get along. And when you're friends, you find a way to get along, unquote. Dr. Vermilia was at a Ludifice supper at Five Points Lutheran Church in Richland County. Great little church, by the way. Do you have a friend who votes differently than you? And how has it affected your friendship? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Beautiful Stoughton. Speaking of Ludifice dinners down there in Stoughton, Randy, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hi, how are you today?
I am great, thank you. And yourself?
Good. Having gone to UW System School, we had a house full of some interesting lads. Anyway, three of us were from the central city in Milwaukee, went to the same high school together, and we became teachers and social workers and other forms of public employee.
Sure.
And then the other group were business majors, and we had been going at it all the time over the years. You know, they were Republicans, we were Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And we're still friends, but it gets strained at times, especially given the circumstances with number 45.
Sure.
You know, it's hard to remain friends, but somehow we are.
See, I think that's great. And do you do it do you kind of just avoid that particular race or that particular person? Or are you able to talk about it and just kind of have a beer and say, okay, let's go play golf or something? Do you avoid talking about it? Or
we agree to disagree, but it's tough. It's like picking at a scab sometimes because you see these guys, these other group, they come from, you know, they come from a little more money, and they, you know, one's from the East Coast, and the others are from suburban Milwaukee, and, mm-hmm. you know, and suburban Chicago, and it's like they tend to be tanned, not, you know, they tend to go along with the red, you know, point of view, and then sure. The rest of us, we were city kids. We lived right by the domes in Milwaukee, and that's about as central as it gets.
Yep.
You know?
No, I hear you.
Yeah, different views.
I think it's fascinating, and I appreciate the call. And I'm really glad that you found a way to keep your friendship despite the political differences. And has it ever gotten to the point where you all have to just take a break? Or like you say, you just kind of agree to disagree?
We agree to disagree. It's hard, though. It's hard at times.
But my hat's off to you.
Nobody's slammed up and not stopped talking, you know.
Right. My hat's off to all you guys because I think it's important that we can find ways to find commonality beyond the way that we vote. So appreciate Randy, are you listening to us on the app or on WMDX here in Madison?
On the app at the moment. I'm driving, but
great.
I listen to you guys all the time, and I really enjoy your show too.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you to say it. It's because of people like you that we do it. It makes us successful. So we appreciate you listening. Call in anytime, Randy. Thank you so much down there in Stoughton. Appreciate the call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you have a friend or somebody close in your life who votes differently than you? And how does it affect your relationship? Let's keep it into the South Central area here in beautiful Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Go to Peggy in Brooklyn. Peggy, how are you?
Great.
Go ahead.
I bring the subject up a lot because people are afraid to talk politics, and this is what I always say when it gets heated. Stop. They are in office. It doesn't matter if they're blue, green, red, for us.
Mm-hmm.
Not for them, for us. And it usually either calms them down, and then I said, now let's agree to disagree. And then I listen to their part. And they listen to mine. Sometimes I got to bite my lip because I tend to be more Democrat.
Sure.
But whenever I say, hold it, why are they in? Why did we put them in office? For us, not mm-hmm. for the rich. And that usually calms them down. And I have from doctors to lawyers as friends and down to farmers. I myself own a little farmette. And usually we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm. I think this is encouraging. I mean, two calls in a row where adults can talk about things and, like you say, maybe have to bite your lip sometimes, but you at least hear your friends out. And isn't that kind of, I mean, for me, isn't that part of it? Like, just so that you have someone who will listen to you, to feel like your yes. point of view is being heard, right? And it goes both ways.
Yes. My hairdresser makes me a little nervous because she is not a Trumpster, but she sits in between the red and the blue.
Uh-huh.
But she's not really blue, but she honestly thinks that the government is setting us up for failure.
Well,
and I tend to think she might be right. She gives me all sorts of examples, and I actually go look them up, and I went, darn, she was right again.
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things on that.
It's
number one, a hairdresser, a hair care professional, they hear a lot of stuff from all sides. So, A, they're a great source of material, and B, don't tick off your hairdresser while they got a pair of shears in your hand, because that can lead to only bad things, right? You're either going to get a really short cut, or you're going to get your ear's going to get nipped or little. So, you know, you don't want to tick off the hairdresser.
She got a little heated yesterday, but she calmed down and said, you know, I like to talk to you because at least I feel like I'm being heard. And
right.
I said, well, first offhand, I kind of like to know where you're coming from because maybe I'm seeing it wrong, you know?
Right. And see, right there, that's what I wish all of us in America would do, is be willing to have the courage that you have, Peggy, to say, you know what? I'll at least entertain that maybe I am wrong. And I'll listen. And it doesn't mean that you have to change everything you believe, but at least you listen to something different.
Well, and the sad thing about our political scene is the reason we're in this mess is because people are not willing to talk about it.
100%. 100%.
Totally agree with you. Yeah.
You just summed up what Trigvy and I talked about for 45 minutes yesterday in a big report. You nailed it in 20 seconds. Thank you, Peggy. Are you listening to us on WMDX in Madison or on the app today?
Madison.
Fantastic. We appreciate it.
I listen to you almost every day. And you know what's really sad is certain people get in my car and I have to turn your channel because I know they'll just have a fit. I listen to you every day.
Well, we appreciate you. You're fantastic, Peggy. The show is great because of you and people like you. We appreciate it. Have a great day there in Brooklyn. All right?
You too.
Thank you very much. That is Peggy in Brooklyn. Appreciate her listening to us right here in on the flagship station in Madison, WMDX. You can hear us on 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on WMDX. If you'd like to join the conversation, we welcome your call. Do you have a friend or somebody in your life who votes differently? And how does it affect your relationship? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
I know I have an example.
Yeah, I was going to say, how about you?
One of my best friends from high school, his name is Dan.
Mm-hmm.
He has a more, I don't want to say right wing, it's more libertarian point of view. And so we disagree on a lot of things, but I've found that in the past we did argue sometimes, but then we were just like, okay, we know the other person's a good person. Let's just calm down.
All right.
And I feel like he's very similar to the way Trigvy Olsen from the Lincoln Project describes his drinking buddies, where it's just like, you might not agree, but you know, you're all good people and you want the same things. You just don't necessarily agree on the right way to get there. So we can agree to disagree and it's nothing crazy like human rights disputes.
Right.
So it works.
And then, see, I mean, Randy and Peggy and all these people, I mean, that's the way to do it. We can at least listen to one another. Come back and tell you about my own experience. What is yours? You have a friend that disagrees and votes the other way, but somehow you can still be friends. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Excessive heat is the top weather-related killer in the U.S., with more people now heading to hospitals with heat-related problems. This guy's in Philly.
I'll take it hot better than cold any day of the week. I don't care if it's the hottest day of the year. Bring it on. I get to sweat quicker and longer.
But cardiologists warn sweat is the body's way of cooling down. A week after getting a letter from the Justice Department, a grand jury is still deciding whether to indict former President Trump over January 6. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
We've seen the January 6 grand jury here at the federal federal courthouse in Washington today. It's our first sighting of them this week, and really any sighting of them is impactful and imperative at this moment.
Threads seem to be a big driving force to getting investors to jump aboard the Meta bandwagon. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Wall Street analysts are gushing over Meta's results, with a Barclays client note saying that Meta's overall execution is strong and engagement is increasing across the board.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. You could see some severe weather this afternoon and evening, as the National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says there's an enhanced risk of severe weather north of a line from about Polk County through Chippewa County and Wausau, and south of that line, a marginal risk. That means that severe storms are possible, could be scattered, with the main threats being high and damaging winds and large hail, and also the potential for isolated tornadoes as part of tonight's storm system. It comes after hot and humid weather across most of Wisconsin, with temperatures well into the 90s and heat indices reaching triple digits in some areas. If you are out and about, this week is the 99th Eau Claire County Fair. The event is on Eau Claire's south side, is in its first full day today, and has animal exhibits and contests from baking to building Legos. Admission and parking to the fair is free. The Dunn County Fair's first full day is today as well. The fairgrounds east of Menominee, admission to each day of the fair is $5. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart to heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs. But it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer. That's Mr. Aaron Zommers in the booth. We appreciate him being there. We appreciate all of you being there across the state of Wisconsin and across the country as well on the Civic Media app. Asking the question based on this story of a few years ago from 2018, but still pertinent today. Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, writing in 2018, went out to my old stomping ground, the Driftless region in southwest Wisconsin, the counties just below La Crosse, down to the Illinois line. And it turns out that this part of the country is one of the swingiest, meaning they vote both ways. Voted for both Obama in 2012 and Trump in 2016. And continues to be swinging. Richland County, my home county in southwest Wisconsin, Richland County from 1990 to 2016 was one of only 19 counties in America that voted the same way the country did in presidential elections. So it's a very purple part of the country. It's a barometer. And because of this swinginess, this unpredictability, this is why Wisconsin is going to be ground zero for the 2024 presidential election. It's why the Republicans are holding their national convention here in Milwaukee. It is why Democrats are holding their national convention just over the border in Chicago. Because this state, you, the voters of Wisconsin, could very well determine who the next president of the United States is. And this causes all kinds of consternation and problems among golf foursomes and church groups and other things. And so the question we're asking is, do you have a friend who votes different than you? And if so, how does it affect you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Invite you to call in and weigh in. We go to the phone lines now. Michael from Connecticut, who happens to be visiting family in Wisconsin. Michael, we appreciate you calling in. What say you?
Hey, great to talk to you. I've never called into a radio show before, but this is touching my heart.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you calling in.
I'm born and raised in Wisconsin. Went to college in Beloit. I went to River Valley High School. Iowa County native. Parents, activists, very, very involved in politics and very lefty.
Sure.
I have high school buddies. We get together, and I got to say, the past few years have been nothing short of traumatic for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, Trump, I'm a Jewish person of Jewish origin.
Sure.
I've studied fascism. I know what it looks like. I know how it has a slow roll. It got to the point on social media where I said, hey, if you're going to support this person, then defriend me. I don't want to be your friend anymore. And I was astounded at all the people that I no longer had in my social media from Wisconsin.
Wow.
But I still get together with some folks, and I got to say, you know, last reunion I had with buddies from Wisconsin, we found a way to agree on one thing, and it was the environment. We care about the planet. We want the planet to survive. And I found that place of common ground very comforting. And I got to say that the other thing is, like, if we can put down the social media, put away the noise, the chatterbox, you know, trust our sources enough just to go in with some good, solid information, but talk to each other face to face. There's nothing better than that, to just connect and remind each other we're humans. We have a vested interest in the health of the planet. We care about each other and our families and each other's families. And that kind of love and connection is really going to see us through this really dark period that we're in.
Michael, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to call in. This just warms my heart, and it is a fantastic call. You said you went to school at River Valley, which, for folks that don't know, that's Spring Green, home of American Players Theater in southwest Wisconsin. I grew up just up the road 20 miles in Richland Center. River Valley and Richland Center have been sports rivals for years. But it's a great school, great community, Spring Green. It's both comforting and surprising to me that the subject that you found unanimity on was the environment. Because I know, and so the question I want to ask you is, is it just the concern over the environment, or did you find commonality that you all could agree that global warming was a real thing, that it was man-made, and something needed to be done about it?
Well, I think you got to just start with, do we care about the planet and the health of the planet? And if so, forget about words like global warming, climate change, these things that are triggering for left, for right, and just say, hey, what type of legislation do you think is most effective? What type of action is most effective to preserve and protect the planet for our children and their children? And I think just starting at that kernel truth can take away all these things that tend to obfuscate and, you know, margin or polarize us, and really get into that kernel truth. Like, I want my farm to exist for generations to come. Well, if I know that certain things, certain behaviors are proven to affect the health of the planet in a negative way, then hey, yeah, I want to support this type of law that's going to help preserve and protect the planet.
I think you nailed.
Try to stay away from that.
I think it's so important what you said to stay away from some of the verbiage that kind of fires people up, because I came from a family of farmers. My dad's folks, my granddad and grandma, they had a dairy farm for 40 plus years out on Highway 56 in Richland County, and so hung around a lot of farmers. And I agree with you that probably a lot of farmers that may be voting Trump or Republican, they're some of the best stewards of the land. Because if the land is crap, they're not going to get a crop. Their livestock isn't going to do well. So farmers and ag producers in this state are some of the best stewards of our environment. And I think you're right. We get hung up on verbiage instead of what the action is.
Yeah.
I think it's
just a funny thing here. I got to say, Trick the Olsen's an old family friend.
Really?
So I know he was earlier, and I just...
I'll tell him. Well, Michael, I can't thank you enough again for calling in, sharing this perspective, because it's so important. And let me just add, some of my closest friends in life are of the Jewish faith, and I support 100%, and I completely renounce and denounce some of these Nazi and fascism comments that are out there in the world. As my colleague who will follow me at the 3 o'clock hour, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, is fond of saying, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it is important that we take a stand now and stop that kind of thing from continuing to happen in America. So I am absolutely with you on that. Enjoy your time back in Wisconsin. Appreciate you calling in, and great to have you back here in America's Dairyland.
Appreciate your show. Keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Michael from Connecticut visiting here in Wisconsin. How about that, Mr. Zalberts? A River Valley native.
Yeah, that's pretty great. And especially, I think all of these calls, even going back before you were necessarily asking this question, like we had an example of this when CJ called and we talked about, you know, finding common ground and things like that. And we had a nice conversation. And I know sometimes on either end with some callers, it can kind of get a little bit shouty, but it was a very respectful conversation. And I think that, along with the stories everyone shared, is really emblematic of how everybody does just want a good life for themselves, their family, their friends, future generations. Well, at least most people.
Right.
Anyone you're going to associate with in your daily life. If you go back to the basics, you can find that common ground and build from there, even if it might take a while.
And I also think what Michael just said is so important as well. And that is to put down the social media stuff, right? I mean, because that's just ginning us up on all sides. You know, the social media can just be inflammatory. And I want to make clear, because I think we got off the wrong track yesterday, I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't call out either in person or on social media true hate, true fascism, things like that. Absolutely. We should be telling the truth and we should be calling things out. But inflammatory rhetoric for the sake of inflammatory rhetoric or to get a reaction doesn't do anybody any good on any side. And I think, Michael, the point he's making there is, you know what? If we just sit down with the people we know and have a beverage, whatever that is, a glass of milk or old-fashioned, whatever it is, a cup of tea, a glass of water, a cup of coffee, and just talk. And like some of these other callers have said, listening to one another, right? Instead of talking over one another, instead of shouting and only wanting to make sure the other person hears your point, just be quiet for a moment. Be quiet and listen to the other side. Doesn't mean you have to agree with it. Doesn't mean you have to change your mind, but just listen to what the other person is saying, because that's all any of us want, right? To feel like we're being heard. And once we're being heard, maybe what we hear with each other is that, you know what? We want more of the same things than you might think. Whether it's the environment, better schools for our kids, a safer country, we might have disagreements on how we get there. But the end goal is a lot closer to being the same than it is different. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have you got a friend or a family member, whoever, is there somebody in your life who votes different than you do? And how does it affect your relationship with that person? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text in on the Civic Media app. You can download the app by going to Civic Media. You can go there. Well, the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, but go to download the Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll come up. There's a C and an M logo. You can download it. It takes less than a minute. It is free. That's what we call a deal. And you can text or call in there. Want to get a couple more points out on this story by Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Again, this is back in 2018 when he wrote this. But it's so true even yet today. And he interviewed over 50 people in southwest Wisconsin from just south of La Crosse, over to Baraboo and down to the Illinois-Wisconsin border. Here's somebody from Viroqua, Tom Lukens, who is shopping at the Viroqua Farmers Market in Vernon County. Great farmers market, by the way, there in Viroqua. Says, quote, I would not keep a friend that voted for Trump. I have a neighbor that I haven't been able to speak to since. I just can't bring myself to, I know it's not the way to go, said Tom Lukens. So there was somebody just, unfortunately, that friendship ended. So the story says, even local politics are becoming more divisive by many accounts. Larry Engel, the pastor at Five Points Lutheran Church in Richland County, said the divisions surrounding Trump feel even sharper than those around former Republican Governor Scott Walker during the 2011 labor wars and recall fight. Divisions that linger today. Quote, the civil discourse has been turned up a notch in terms of negativity, unquote. Many Clinton supporters blame Trump for that. Some Trump voters at least partly agree, but they blame the media for wallowing in Trump's outbursts. And they complain that they utterly dismiss or demonize liberals and Democrats for the choices they make. Quote, how can you possibly think that way? Said Ken Ogie, who is at the Lutefisk Supper. We can't have civilized conversations and not be hollered down. So that's the point we're making. You can, as the callers today have said, you can have civilized conversations if you just listen to one another. That's the point, just listening to one another and finding out what our commonalities are. Great statistic in this piece. More than 500 communities in Wisconsin voted for both Democrat Obama in 2012 and Republican Trump in 2016. They are heavily concentrated in rural counties in western Wisconsin. And that is why Wisconsin is going to decide the vote in 2024. Don't go anywhere. Back with a surprise for Mr. Zomers, a little board game quiz after this on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Long down the road, we got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is exactly what we needed, Mr. Zommers, a little Kenny Chesney on a Thursday afternoon. Perfect song for the subject today. Can't we all just get along? And quite frankly, let me suggest to you, if we listen to more Kenny Chesney, we can all get along. Because he's a great artist. And I know there's another artist out there. I'm not getting into this. Kristen Bry and Jay Matinier did a great job at As Goes Wisconsin getting into the big controversial Jason Aldean song. I'm not going there. I'm just not going there. I don't have the energy. You understand?
Enough people are talking about
yes.
it.
And they did a great job. I thank them for it was an important discussion. But Kenny Chesney is not a guy who's going to be controversial. He's not going to tear people apart. He's going to bring people together. Love for Love City. If you want to feel good, listen to a little Kenny Chesney. I think one of the most underrated albums ever in any genre is the Kenny Chesney Road in the Radio album. There's not a bad song on that album. Every single one fantastic. The Road and the Radio. If you haven't listened to it, not a bad one on it.
It's got some good songs on there. I'm looking at the list and I recognize like all of these.
Yeah. See, that should have been album of the year. Should have won the Grammy. Absolutely fantastic song. Anyway, here's the deal. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to have our weekly feature, Board Game of the Week, with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and man about town. Speaking of board games, did you know that today, July 27th, is the birthday, I hope I don't mess this up, of Ernest Gary Gygax. G-Y-G-A-X. Mr. Zommers, do you know, without looking on your computer, how Gary Gygax is linked to the world of games?
Well, of course. Gary Gygax from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, is the inventor of Dungeons & Dragons.
Look at that. Look at that. He didn't even cheat. He didn't. Off the top of his head. I even have a couple of clues here for you. I didn't even have to give you a clue.
No, I know who Gary Gygax is.
Gary Gygax and co-creator David Arneson related.
Yes, Arneson.
Arneson released their fantasy tabletop role-playing adventure war game in 1974, before you were even a twinkle in your parents' eyes.
I was going to say 77. I must have been thinking of Star Wars.
Were your parents even born in 74?
Yes.
Okay. Gygax was born in 1938, died in 2008, and buried where he lived most of his life, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Wow. That's fantastic. Look at that. You truly are. Mr. Zommers is not a fake here. You know, he is a legit board game professional. He knows his history.
I don't know about, I guess technically I am a professional in a way, because I do get paid to be here and I talk about board games as part of my job.
It reminds me of a story years ago. One of my great friends, Brooke Dobbs, and we'll just simply say his former wife. They were touring a great country band. Brooke, they both still play, and they've gone on to find happier significant others, and I'm happy for both of them. But years ago, we were out in North Platte, Nebraska, and I would be the Reuben Kincaid of this thing, and I would stand in the back and kind of run the sound, kind of, and I'd just look up, and people would say, you know, what I'd say, they're good. I just nod my head and be like, they're good. I'd be the Reuben Kincaid. And so we were out in North Platte, Nebraska, and they were playing this gig, Susie Dobbs and Way Out West, and someone comes up to Susie after she gets done singing, and she's a fantastic singer, you understand, as is Brooke. And someone says to Susie, he goes, this old country guy from North Platte, he goes, well, he goes, you're good. He goes, you're damn near professional.
I mean, near
professional. I mean, anytime you get paid for something, that you're a professional. So I still like to bring that phrase out on occasion with sarcasm. You're damn near professional.
Yeah.
Great time.
Just because you get paid doesn't always mean it's professional quality.
But hey, if you're getting paid for someone, I think that's isn't that a definition or part of the definition of being a professional if you get paid for it?
I think so. And if you get paid for it more than once, then I would say you're definitely a professional. If it's just one time and they're like, that was a mistake, maybe not.
I mean, heck, I mean, if you're a professional hooker, if you get paid more than twice. My mother's sitting at the kitchen table saying, why would he say that? Which, of course, I enjoy saying. It is 55. It is 2:55. It is 5 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 5 minutes before Matt Flynn Direct will start right after the news and the weather. So stay tuned here. Going to be a great show, as always. Information going to make you chuckle a little bit as well. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct. I got to believe that he'll probably touch on this pending indictment. He talked about it yesterday. This impending indictment of Donald Trump, we went through it at the top of the show and gave you the timeline. According to reporting from CBS News, Bob Costa did a great job laying out the timeline, what the Justice Department has on Trump that would cause them to do yet another indictment on January 6th or pertaining to that. Matt Flynn will update. And remember, Matt Flynn's an attorney. Unlike Todd, who just has an opinion, I try to have an informed opinion, I guess a professional opinion because I get paid for it, but Matt Flynn is actually an attorney. So stay tuned for Matt Flynn Direct. Then at 4 o'clock, it's never personal, only politics. It is the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, it is the Maggie Dawn Show. Another great attorney as well. Great perspective. Puts it down there where the chickens can get at it, as Judge Weissman once told us. And so that's Maggie Dawn. Then at 8 o'clock, it is Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. There you go. That's the lineup. It's going to be good.
What a good one it is.
And what a good one it is. Great show today. Really enjoyed today's show. One of those days when you come in and you think, well, I think I got a show. And then it goes along and it's like, well, by golly, we had a real show.
I think it's a perfect follow-up to yesterday, where we talked about the building vitriol and likelihood of political violence in the U.S., which is still a real problem. We can't just ignore that. But part of doing what we can is to try and connect with our neighbors.
Oh, exactly. It's all about connection. And yes, we have our differences, and it's okay to talk about those. But remember, there's always more that can unify us than divide us. I truly believe that. Because I've been on the political stump all my life. I've run for state office twice. Lost, but ran for twice. And what you find out when you go to these small town barbecues, these church suppers, that there's a lot more that brings us together, that divides that. Remember that next time you encounter somebody voting differently than you. Great show today. Stay tuned for Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back tomorrow with Board Game of the Week and much more. Until then, this is Todd Allball for Mr. Aaron Zommers. Thank you all for listening on the Civic Media Radio Network. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging on your drum.
And Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.